Sweden was named by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte as an example to others at a meeting of the Defence Alliance that got underway today in Helsingborg. Rutte praised both the pace of Sweden's rearmament as well as its efforts against Russia's so-called shadow fleet. At a press conference, Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said Sweden will meet NATO's 5% of GDP defence spending target by 2030, 5 years ahead of the alliance's deadline. The meeting in Helsingborg is focused on European security, support for Ukraine, and how NATO members can increase their defence spending as the US reduces its military presence in Europe. Meanwhile, police are warning the public to watch out for cyber attacks and disinformation campaigns from foreign powers as the NATO meeting continues. Police tell newspaper GP that people should be wary of rumours spreading and misleading information on social media, for example. The NATO meeting wraps up on Friday. Rates of gonorrhea and syphilis in Europe are the highest they've been in 10 years, according to new figures from the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control. Gonorrhea went up by more than 300% in 2024 compared to 2015, while syphilis rates doubled over the same period. But Sweden's bucked the trend somewhat. Syphilis rates have gone down here in recent years, and while gonorrhea has increased, it's been slower here than elsewhere. And a private individual who discovered a hoard of silver dating back to the Middle Ages last year has now been paid a finder's fee worth 4 million kroner. The find, consisting of 24,000 silver coins and more than 100 other objects, was discovered in the Stockholm area last August, and it's the largest collection of coins that's ever been found in Sweden. The state's now redeemed the treasure and paid the person who found it, saying the amount paid was reasonable, enough to reward them, but not enough to encourage others to try and plunder archaeological important sites. And those were Thursday's headlines here at Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another podcast on Friday.